Fatima Ait Lauzine lives in a remote village in Morocco's Atlas Mountains. Not long ago, the only jobs women did here were household chores and helping the men in the fields. They couldn't travel anywhere on their own or manage their own money. But now, Fatima says, all that has changed.
Women can go shopping at the souk. We can buy our children presents, buy them school bags, and if they are sick, we can afford to buy them medicines. And with thanks to God, we women don't have to ask or beg our husbands for money to be able to buy what we need and want. Now we are autonomous.
It all started with a simple idea: provide women with the means to start their own businesses. So in 2006, the government of Morocco and the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, set up a microfinance service, part of the rural development project in the mountain zone of Al Hawz, where women were able to borrow enough money to each buy 2 sheep. The women joined together to form a cooperative so that they could consolidate their resources and manage their sheep business together. They sold some of their sheep during Eid al-Adha, the main religious festival, and used the wool to produce Berber carpets, which are sold as far away as Marrakesh. In just 8 years, the number of sheep have grown tenfold, and the women's new earning power, combined with other project-related activities, have contributed to a near 60% increase in household income. Fatima's husband, Hussein Ait Mansour, is very pleased with his wife's new role in the family, and like the other men in this town, he now accepts her as an equal.
Now it's not like the old times when the man was the only source of income. We had to loan to buy clothes for our children, but now everyone benefits from the cooperative's revenue. They have their sheep, they have everything they need, they don't lack anything anymore.
Najia Al-Harwat is also part of the cooperative. She says that working together is the key to their success.
We pool our efforts together and trust we can make it a successful enterprise for ourselves and our families. Without, we would go back to the moment when we had nothing.
These women have no intention of turning back. In fact, they're working to take their business a step further. With the income from their sheep, they bought beehives and olive trees. Najia was trained how to produce honey and olive oil, and then taught the others to do the same, selling their products in the market. Now, they're ready for what might be the most significant step yet. In a few weeks' time, they will start literacy classes, not just to help them further their business goals, but to pave the way, they say, for all women in the region who want to take charge of their own destinies. The IFAD-supported project has benefited more than 112,000 people, creating some 200 community-based associations and cooperatives, 55 of which are made up of women like Fatima. For UN Radio, I'm James Heer from IFAD.